This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Tell the Truth Thursday. And I'll tell you the truth. I love the top five at five. Let's do it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So Spike has a lot of rivalries.
Mm-hmm.
Not all have been on the air.
That's true.
Like, it's just a lot of things that he gets worked up about.
Yeah.
And there's a new...
My life is a rivalry.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. And there's a new number one that I think has been brewing for a couple years.
Oh,
or
no.
Not really. I guess we've only been doing the show for a year. But
a year. Yeah.
It's time to really address the elephant in the room. But starting at number five of the top five Spike rivalries is Spike versus his future neighbors. Now, this was addressed...
No. That's not a rivalry.
They're going to come around and be like, hey,
no.
Spike, what do you think about the Eagles? You're going to be like, shut up.
No. I will be fine about it for a while.
For a little bit.
I like having good neighbors. You could ask Lou in Springfield when I lived in Springfield here.
What about your South Philly brethren?
My neighbor Lou. Everybody lived on my street in South Philly. It was cool.
Yeah, but again, the difference is you were a rock DJ by that point?
No, I worked at WIP.
Your little jobs before this?
You're lying. But I worked at WIP when I lived in South Philly. I lived in an old city when I was a rock DJ.
But the difference is now you're Spike on the Afternoon Show.
Yes.
That's the big difference.
You're a big dog now.
I am a good neighbor. Everyone's invited over.
Wow, barbecue at your house?
And for the first 6 months, we can talk about the Eagles.
Yeah, are you having a housewarming party?
Our dog has always been difficult with that. But as soon as we get the house straightened out, you know I'm getting a lot of work done to it. We'll have a housewarming party.
This dog is such a diva.
It's 18 years, still no housewarming party.
Oh, really?
I see all y'all here at work.
Val, like, because our dog
is serving people sliced apples.
Well, yeah, we've never been invited over.
House too small.
Okay. Too small for us to sit in the living room?
Yeah, I just don't think, I don't know. You guys would feel like giants, honestly.
What? You have a dollhouse?
Oh, first of all, you're bigger than Spike.
Yeah, I know.
You're not that much smaller.
It's not
than
a gather house.
You could put me in a high chair or something.
House.
I'll be fine.
It's not a gather house.
Put me in Sutton's high chair. I'll be fine. I guess I fit in there. Val, we've never entertained because our dog barks at everyone, but she said in the new house we're having people over, so we're gonna invite you guys over.
Man, can't wait for the vegan kebabs. That
everyone, she's not vegan. You can eat whatever you want in the house.
Yeah, I'm bloated.
You can eat your factory farmed murder food.
It's not all factory farmed. Yeah. Sometimes you can buy from a local farm. Again, it's not all factory farmed.
Wow.
We're gonna kebab.
I got intense.
Yep. There's so many burgers. We're going to tie you up.
Oh, yeah. We'll just paint blood on our faces and make sure we murder as many.
Oh, God.
All right.
Another rivalry of Spike's that doesn't need to be addressed. Anyway, number four.
Yeah.
My fourth favorite Spike rivalry is Spike versus people laughing at the Sixers. Because I can see it in your face. Like, sometimes you want to respond. But as of right now, you're kind of just taking it.
The Sixer stuff.
Yeah, like you're like, ha ha ha. You know, like it's dying. You're dying.
It's yeah, it's hurting.
You're well, dying. They're laughing at me like they're not Sixers fans, too.
Yeah. Which does annoy you. Yes.
That part annoys me is like they have created this division. It's like, and I think we feed into it on the show sometimes just with all of our teams.
Yeah.
But everybody should be upset that the Sixers suck and their future is in trouble. Everybody
should
be.
No, they're laughing at you because when they voice their upset.
Yeah.
You tell them they shouldn't be upset.
Not anymore.
Be right.
Yeah,
well,
not
that's
anymore.
Where, that's why Jack is like, now you're just more or less taking it. Like, yeah.
He's taking it.
Yeah. Which I think is the best, best route to go.
Just smile and move on.
If they push it, I'll go, what would you have done?
Right.
Yeah. Give me your offseason plan.
And that's where you, when Jack and I look at each other like, all right, the phone call is all right now. Yep. But as soon as Spike says, well, what would you have done?
What would you have done?
And the AI thing now is going to be a new... Like, you know, they're going to use this fuel.
Yes, another dig.
Well, I'm sorry that the people, you know, the people who are like, bah, that's dumb. It's like when the internet started, they're like, I'm not using that internet.
I'm going to use a GPS and encyclopedia.
Yeah. It's like, okay, don't. You can keep printing out. You can bring your map, you know, your world map or whatever and try to get from here to there. I'm going to type the thing into my phone.
Oh, man.
So if you want to fight it, go ahead, but you'll be left behind. All right, go ahead.
There it is. The third, my third favorite Spike rivalry is Spike versus other people's music opinions.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a big one. I mean, if someone has a different music opinion than Spike, you might as well just
forget about it.
Just shut up. Like, it turns so intense. So
see,
quickly.
I hate this top five of five because it's not opinions that I get mad at. It's when you say that Smashing Pumpkins are a grunge band.
Right,
that's not an opinion. It's a fact.
It's or that Higher is the number one Creed song.
But it's not.
But I think a lot of people would say it is.
Well, okay.
It's an opinion.
It is an opinion. But I went, Elliot keeps saying it's the most popular Creed song. So I sent him...
Numbers.
I sent him YouTube views. I sent him Spotify plays. And then which one charted higher? One last breath. I don't know what to tell you. Higher was a big tune. It wasn't as big as One Last Breath.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You versus the music people.
Yeah. Oh,
that is a good one.
Well, Elliot's full of it. Elliot is like, since he lost Kanye, he doesn't know what to do with himself. The guy spent a decade deifying this guy. Then all of a sudden, the guy becomes a lunatic, and he doesn't know what to do. So he's just like...
And Drake's cooked.
Yeah, Drake's cooked. Right. You know.
He's on to like Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes. Yeah. And like, who I was on before him anyway.
Which is fine. She's also like 20 years younger. Like, you're almost 40. Why are you going through a Sabrina Carpenter phase?
He paid like $200 a ticket to go see Sabrina Carpenter at the Wells Fargo Center, doing his little hand in the air dance with his little tiny feet.
The little
his
motion.
Award, his pity award.
Elliot just takes a beat.
He does. This is my second favorite Spike rivalry, and this one has been brewing as well. Is Spike versus Hugh? You know, it's more friendly.
It's coming. It's getting there. With you. See, if you guys actually, I don't know, are you guys still moving towards these push-ups things?
Well, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready.
Well, because there's a kid on the street that stopped you during your push-ups.
Yeah,
the other
did
day.
I tell you that?
No.
Well, so I was. So I take the same route when I walk in the morning, and I will do the push-ups on the grass, like off of the sidewalk, and one of the spots is, I don't know, a block or two away from a local high school. The kids are always walking into school, so I'm doing the push-ups, and I just hear somebody going, yeah, go, yeah, and I look over, and I stand up, and I'm like, what is he yelling at? He goes, you, I like it, I like the push-ups.
Okay.
And then it shook my hand.
There you go.
He liked it.
So you are out in amongst the people doing push-ups.
Amongst the people. Look, Hugh said, well, still nobody's seen you do the push-ups. Say the word. Say the word, Turbo Bird, because we can do the push-ups.
Turbo Bird.
Yeah, that was his. Actually, don't say that to him.
Yeah, I won't say that to him.
Yeah, don't say that to him.
I have no idea what it
means. It was a very old Twitter thing that happened when everyone, this was back in the fun days of Twitter.
Yeah.
Everyone just decided one day to start acting like his nickname was Turbo Bird.
Hughes?
Online. Yeah.
Really?
And started tweeting it at him. And then Sports Nation used it as if it was his real nickname once.
Wow.
And he got
How did I miss that?
He got really mad. And I don't think he ever knew that I was one of the people that was calling him Turbo Bird.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like when people...
I don't even remember this.
Like people kept tweeting at your dad saying, are you the real Howard Eskin?
Yes, are you the real Howard Eskin? That was another great bit. Yeah. How do I believe
I
that you're the real
Hardass? Yeah, I missed that too.
Those are the good days when Twitter was fun, where you could just torment people.
Yes. But the number one rivalry, Spike rivalry, is Spike versus Herb. And Herb, again, addressed the elephant in the room earlier today on the Midday Show.
My friend's the top here from 55th and Pine. I haven't seen him for a while. And I wanted to show him that speech that I had. You notice Spike Gaskin went and deleted that speech on Instagram or one of them.
Twitter.
Twitter.
What speech?
Speech that I gave at Chickie and Pete's 2 days before the Super Bowl. We had that speech that I did.
2022.
Spike deleted it?
No, this year.
Oh, this year's?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Why do we think Spike did this?
Being a hater.
Is he being a hater to you?
Yeah, I think he's afraid that I got people in different cities that see all this. You understand? He's jealous of me.
Oh, so Spike's jealous? So Spike Eskin is jealous of you, Herb.
I'm going to go ask Spike in the break.
Because a long time ago, I wanted to get a job and do what Hugh Douglas is doing.
Right.
And he tried, him and his father says, oh, you got to go to school and get a
degree?
Communications degree and all that.
Yeah, that's stupid stuff.
Okay. Let me run down these claims from Herb.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I didn't delete. I don't have the WIP Twitter login or Instagram.
I don't know what he's so mad about. I just found it on my phone again and texted it to him.
Yeah. I
so
didn't
it's still
delete
there.
It.
Yes.
Now, maybe he was trying to go on my page and my tweets delete after 90 days, but it would still be up there if I tweeted.
Herb is on social media?
No, he's trying to show his friend. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I didn't delete it. Herb, you're full of it. So that's a lie. I'm not jealous of you. God bless you. But
let's get to that one, yeah.
Yeah, what am I jealous of? You have a great life, but so do I. I'm very happy with my life. And as far as turning you down for a job, you are not qualified to host a radio show. I mean, what are we talking about
you
here?
You don't think... Have you heard of sports points?
He's a great caller. He's not... if you guys this summer want to give Herb an hour during the show to be a co-host, and we can see how it goes, and try to impress Rod and see if Rod will hire him.
Wow.
I haven't seen anybody else hire him, for
That's
what it's
true.
Worth.
That's
He's
true.
Like, him and his father told me I have to go to broadcasting school.
Yeah, all that dumb stuff.
No, you have to string together a few sentences in a row.
You just made he's like a light bulb went off in my head.
What?
I think Herb for an hour would be awesome.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And let him lead.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I'll move to the other.
No, he needs a driver.
No, I like the idea of Herb leading. In and out of break.
Yeah. See? You'd never get the break.
You never get
we
to
can't
the
get
break.
The break when he's a caller. I am willing, if Rod will approve, now I'm putting this on Rod. Rod has to approve
it. He does, yep.
If we want to do the Herb Hour, Herb from the Northeast Hour, first of all, this is the only thing I'll say, he has to apologize to me for making up lies about me deleting his speech because I'm a jealous hater.
Would you stop it with your stipulations?
Well, he's making up lies about me and calling the other show.
Well, nobody believes him.
Well, I'm just saying,
He doesn't like you.
He doesn't like me.
He basically made up a story to make you look like a bad guy.
Well, I'm not a bad guy.
We know this.
I'm
yes.
a good guy.
You're a good guy.
You know? I like to have fun with Herb. And by the way, this last thing, Herb gets more time as a caller
than
any other
caller. Well, besides the end of the 4 o'clock hour.
Of this show. Today is...
Eagle Shirley hadn't called in a while.
It wasn't just her. We had Rios.
And the one guy
who
Rios.
Wanted to eat the peels of
stickers. It was... Everyone was doing their own show.
Yeah, whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah. This hour is sponsored by Guided Torn Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Torn Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. That entire... I was expecting it to be rivalries with people, but instead it was a bunch of stuff that triggered me into being mad again.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple others, too. I mean, you versus Ken, you versus Jalen people, you versus managing Val, you versus your voice.
Yep.
There's a lot of middle spike rivalries.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a complicated guy. Speaking of rivalries, Marcus Morris looks like he has a rivalry against the Philadelphia 76ers organization. Now, we heard yesterday Marcus Morris taking shots at Daryl Morey. Now, what's very funny is he said Daryl Morey doesn't know how to pick players. Daryl Morey did draft Marcus Morris and sign him.
But so, traded him twice, though.
Yeah, but also traded for him, you know. Right. Anyway, but here was Marcus Morris had something. Where was this from?
Maggie and Perloff.
Oh, our friends Maggie and Perloff, the Infinity Sports Network. He had something to say about Joel Embiid.
He has to have veterans around him to hold him accountable for certain things that happens. And I think just growing up in Philadelphia, the organization, he has a lot of leeway to kind of, you know, do as he please. There has to be someone in that's holding Joel a little bit more accountable off the court and the things that he does, right? He's known for having a lot of injuries. So how do we prevent those injuries? How is his diet? How is his workout ethic? Like, how is he keeping his body in shape? That's the one thing that I feel as though that Darryl doesn't even play a part in that, right? He doesn't even help with that. For me, from what I'm seeing when I was there, I've never seen a player of that caliber move the way he moved, show up. He barely didn't warm up before games and he still was getting 50. It was very impressive, but I know that, you know, the older you get, some of these things has to change, right?
Well, I think he has a point. Mm-hmm. I think Joel's 31 years old. He probably has to hold himself accountable. This entire tour is Marcus Morris thinks he should be on the Sixers. I mean,
he certainly is upset that he's not on the Sixers.
Yeah, I mean, that's what that is. It's like the entire comment is, you know, I should be on the Sixers. And then, by the way, you were here and Joel Embiid was doing all that stuff. Right. So if you were saying you were a vet who could hold him accountable, but he was still doing all that stuff when you were here. This is a Joel problem. You know, when you're 22 or 19 or even 23 or 24, mm-hmm. I can understand having vets in there to show you the way. When you were 31 years old, you've had 31 years old. You've been an MVP. You've been runner-up MVP twice. You've had two max contracts. It's on Joel. Either Joel wants to be that guy or doesn't want to be that guy. I don't think having Marcus Morris or PJ Tucker or any of the other, by the way, they've had plenty of veterans in here. Tobias Harris was there the entire year. All guys who
Tobias.
Well, regardless of what you think of Tobias as a player, he certainly works hard, shows up, sure. You know, all those things.
Well, how much do you think? Because it almost sounds like Marcus was also saying that Joel has to be willing to listen to veterans. Like, veterans may have tried to hold him accountable, but you know how it is. If someone tries to hold the star player accountable and the star player tells you to go kick rocks, well, then it becomes the organization has to do something. Like, somebody bigger than the players has to do something. And maybe Marcus Morris is saying no one there really holds Joel accountable. They let him do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, I think to a certain degree.
And maybe it's too late to change him now.
That's to a certain degree. Every NBA team, aside from the Miami Heat, treats star players the same way.
I agree.
They let them do whatever they want. This is not just Daryl Morey and the Sixers. I would love to blame it on them.
That's an NBA thing.
It's an NBA thing. It's really just Miami. And by the way, it cost Miami LeBron James, mm-hmm. and it cost Miami Jimmy Butler. And it, you know, like,
How many other guys who don't want to come there because of it?
Because, and to their credit, you can say, well, they've been to the finals and da da da, and that's true, but also they have trouble getting a big star. Everybody wants to live in Miami.
Right.
Everybody wants to live in Miami.
But everybody knows the reputation of that rally in Miami.
This is the problem with the NBA. This is what I was fighting with Mike Lombardi about, is that Mike Lombardi's like, well, they have to have this culture where everyone's held accountable. Nobody holds star players accountable in the NBA. The great
like
ones
football.
Hold themselves accountable.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you're right. It makes it difficult for coaches to be able to. The coaches aren't the heavy voices in the locker room. It's the star player.
Yes.
It's the star player.
I think you'd think Doc Rivers has enough. I don't think he's a very good coach, but he certainly has enough. He's a legend. Mm-hmm. He has enough respect, and he certainly, if that's not going to do it, and Nick Nurse, who's kind of a hard ass, and Joel.
Well, that's two coaches. That's one championship.
One championship. And Joel, unlike Nick Nurse, and Joel didn't want, you know, what Joel wanted was D'Antoni, because D'Antoni doesn't get on anybody's ass about anything.
Yeah.
It's like, the thing that bothers me about Joel so much is the injury stuff is real, and he could have been better about all these things, and the injury stuff would have taken him down probably eventually anyway. Uh-huh. But the other stuff makes it impossible for people to have the proper amount of empathy for him about the injuries, because this other stuff, It's true that the injuries may have caught up with him anyway, and they may have prevented him from winning a championship. But like when person after person after person after person, I was wrong about this, is like he doesn't work hard. He doesn't show up on time. He doesn't care about this. He doesn't care of his body. He contributed to the attitude about him aside from the injuries that are most of them not his fault. You know, most of it, he broke his feet, wasn't his fault. Broke his face, not his fault. Mm-hmm. The knee stuff, maybe to an extent, but he was probably going to eventually fall apart anyway. What pisses me off about him is that there was never a come to Jesus moment where he was like, I'm going to waste all this if I don't bring it all together. Or if that's what he's like now, it's too late. It's too late. Like, it's over. It's over, 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 over. They're going to try it again next year, but it's over.
Yep.
You know. All right.
We got three good guards, though.
We do.
Yeah.
Well, they're gonna have to sign Grimes.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but he's restricted free agent. Who knows where he's gonna come.
And then give him a contract.
Then they're gonna have to take a Rutgers guard.
What, when they get the third pick or whatever? Yeah, they're gonna take some loser Rutgers guard who was 15-17.
Ace Bailey. I like that name, though.
It's a good name. Yeah. It's a good name. Coming up next, Travis Kelce has some bad news for Eagles fans about their star offensive players.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, we'll hear that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Final check-in on our first one. Which Super Bowl win did you connect with more? 55.8% 2017, 44.2% this year. Okay. Pretty close.
Still close, though.
Pretty close. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's popping? Happy Thursday. What's up, fellas?
What up, Yoshi?
Well, I miss y'all.
I miss you, too. Where you been?
Well, I've been getting home a little late, and I've been working out twice when I get home because, you know, the summertime comes, and I got a little extra fit. So I've just been working out and listening. I'll text Jack and what's name and get my input on some things. But, you know, I got to get – it's almost gun season, Ike. You know what I'm talking about?
I feel you, baby. Yes, sir.
Well, Ike doesn't know what you're talking about.
Hey, well, boy, I know what he's talking about, man.
Birthday coming up in a couple months, too. I got to look good when I make this real, telling everybody, look at me now, what you got to say. I'm still popping, popping on, baby.
Goodness gracious.
A couple things I missed out. Famous uncles or great uncles on TV. Uncle Ruckus. I really like him. And if you don't know who Uncle Ruckus is, he was from the Boondocks. And if you want to get an idea who he is, what's saying? If you've seen Django.
Time out. Yeah. What are we talking about?
Colors are getting out of control.
No, I'm doing
it's a side topic.
He's answering other topics. Yeah, he's answering other side topics.
Was it like 3 days ago, the uncle thing?
Don't worry about when I did it. Okay. That's why Herb coming at your neck. Good gracious. Let me finish.
All right, fine.
Damn. Good gracious. I got to gather myself. I love some reality shows too, man. I'm telling you, me and my wife, we sit down, boy, and I plop down. I'm going to tell you right now, Love and Hip Hop New York, that was the Peter Pankey show to me. I watched that just for Peter Gunn.
Peter Pankey show.
And all his women. And Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, that was the Stevie J
show. That's the Stevie J show right there, yes, sir.
Every time my wife said something to me, I was making that little rat face, boy. I'm going to tell you right now. Hey, well, it's a good one on Netflix, what's the name called? Young, Rich, and Famous. Them Africans, good gracious, boy. Everybody got a duffel bag walking around, what's the name? And it ain't no Dirk. My wife, we be watching. She's like, what is Dirk at? What is Dirk at? I was like, no, they Young, Rich, and Famous, baby. They is packing up there. And Wags the Witches to Riches with Ocho Cinco. That's a pretty good one on Netflix also, Ike. I'm so happy you and got away with wrestling from your Soprano phase. Every next question, it was a Soprano answer. what's the name? It was like, what's the name? Name a bug. What's the name that bite? Uncle Junior on Sopranos. What time of day you get up? Tony Soprano.
This is my favorite show, man.
Hey, bro, I can tell. Best thing. As a child, I loved when Kelly LeBrock was Charlotte and the Woman in Red, and she walked over that manhole.
Is he doing next question for the whole week?
Yes.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, like, just call more if this is what it's going to turn into.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, I'm, you know what? Spike messing up my mojo, so I'm going to just stop because he want to question everything.
Nobody knows who you're talking about.
I'm probably going to delete this call for the scene. Because he a hater. Give me 5 minutes. Y'all trying to get up for an hour. Can I get my 1 minute and 30 seconds? All right. You know what? I love both Super Bowls. But what's the name? I cried on the first one. I think I was more connected to this one because I love to beat somebody up when I used to beat people up or try to beat people up. Just to go into the fight. You know, this game was like, that person has been talking about you. But when they see you, they smile in your face. Uh-huh. But they be talking about you. And you're like, when I catch you, man, I'm put them paws on you. Like Scrappy used to say on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, all right? I'm going to put them paws on you.
Yep.
What's that? And, man, when we finally got them, just to beat them down. And I love being relaxed because I wasn't relaxed in 2017. I was on edge, what's the name, in 2022. So it felt good to just sit back and relax. So I'm more connected to this one. Love them both. Wouldn't trade either for nothing. Then nothing in the world. Spike, you better watch out because Herd coming for you. And today,
let him come.
Signature look,
ooh boy,
for me. You know I gotta go with somebody. What's the name? That's just turned me on. I used to love Elvira.
Oh, Mistress of the Night.
Well, yeah.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
What is this an answer to? Again?
Signature look.
Oh, signature look. Oh, yeah. She had a signature look. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I wanted you to know what this was the answer to.
Well, this is completely out of control.
Yeah,
I've lost.
Like everybody that looked like her. I was like Morticia Adams. I was like a daggone Aunt Lily from The Monsters. Like, I was like, oh, that's a viral aunt. That's a viral sister. Oh, man. I love me some Elvira. I love y'all, Cash. Happy to talk to y'all.
Yes.
Still champions all the way to September 4th, 2020.
There you go.
Baby.
That's right.
Oh, go, Kurt.
All right. Jeez Louise. What was that call? What's going on here with everybody?
Well, it's after 5:30.
Yeah, but it's been all day.
No, I know. Listen, everyone's happy. It's a little warm outside.
All right. So this is from New Heights, right? Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce was talking to Jason about the Eagles having so much money invested in their quarterback and two wide receivers. And this is what he had to say.
I've never heard of this much of the salary cap being allocated to three offensive players.
Well, the Eagles got to be pretty dang close with A.J. Brown. Devontae Smith is going to be up for a contract soon. And Jalen Hurts, get ready to see that one. Or they're going to let Devontae Smith go. I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, Devontae Smith isn't making 50 mil.
You don't think Devontae is going to get close to what T. Higgins is making? The only reason A.J. isn't making 55 is because A.J. got redone a couple years ago or last year.
I hear you. All right. He's still only making 30.
They're going to be up again here in another year or two, and I bet it gets close to this. We'll find out.
We're going to find out. I don't think they stay.
Well, Travis Kelce doesn't think they're going to be able to keep doing it. I am also, I got my eye on it. them having this much, because the Bengals are not paying as many people as we're paying. The Bengals are doing it, but they also don't have as much money.
They had three $20 million offensive linemen.
Right.
They $30 million running back.
$30 million running back. They do have a defensive lineman that is about to get paid, and we have one there. But I don't know, man. And the cornerbacks and eventually Quinion Mitchell.
Yeah,
I would.
Stingley contract was shocking from that standpoint because Stingley got $90 million.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So like, and Quinion, I mean, that price is only going up, especially if he continues his trajectory. Yeah.
I would bet 3 years is a long time. I wonder if they have both guys in 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, eventually, just like the Eagles have made the tough decision of moving on from certain players because they feel like there are players they can't get rid of or don't want to get rid of, however you want to look at it, and justifiably so, on the offensive side of the ball. Like, I can't look at the offense and be like, oh, we should have got rid of this guy. Right? Like they are paying guys because they are some of the best at their position.
Right.
So, but the Eagles have had the luxury of doing that while not paying really anybody on defense except for now Zach Bond.
Right.
So to your point, in 2 years, that's going to change.
Yes.
Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis.
Nolan Smith.
You got the young corners. So then it becomes, are we letting young talent walk on the defense to keep guys on the offense, or do we start to say on offense side, we got to move on from this player or that player? And that's why I think you're saying.
Well, and we'll be paying Jalen more.
And Jalen will be making more.
You would assume.
Yes. So then you wonder, can you keep the two receivers at that price?
The Chiefs chose defense, by the way.
They did.
If we're following the trend. I mean, like, they paid Chris Jones.
Yep.
They paid the one linebacker, Bolton, I believe.
They kept Travis because you can control a tight end.
Sure.
Yes, he's $16 million or $20 million
a year. Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, and the quarterback, like how the quarterback plays, is going to be into it because the Chiefs were able to do it because their quarterback is magic to a certain extent.
Yep.
And the other thing that at that point in 2 years, A.J. Brown will be 29, and who's had a lot of knee issues, and maybe the decision gets made for them by then. But I don't think you're going to be able to pay both guys for eternity.
And pay the money
everybody
that's going to have to go on the defensive side.
Everybody else.
And remember, the defense will have the advantage because they're younger.
Right.
So you're not getting, I mean, we just got rid of a 25-year-old.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that they didn't feel comfortable letting Milton Williams walk at that age.
Of course they want to sign Milton Williams.
Yeah, want to sign
everybody can say he got overpaid, but they would have loved to overpay Milton Williams to get him to stay here.
Yeah.
How the offense performs is going to be part of this, too. If this is a team that's still carried by their defense, they're going to look at it and go, well, this is the, we
makes
don't,
no
we,
sense to pay.
Yeah, we don't need to spend all this money on this.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that day.
Of course you are.
I'm not.
Oh, you're not looking forward to it.
I'm not looking forward to it.
Oh, you said you're not looking forward to
it. Would you two take
it? It sounded like you said I'm looking forward to it.
Everyone's looking for the new slant of Habs disrespecting the Eagle.
No, you've earned this. You said it's a prove
it
year.
It is a prove it year. Everyone knows it. Even the Eagles know it.
They probably do. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, so I need to do some housekeeping like Yoshi just did. First of all,
please don't.
Yeah.
55-year-old white male living in the burbs, grew up in the burbs, still in the burbs in PA. All right? Okay.
Yeah, we're burbs.
I got 4 seasons of snow in me. Come on, Ike.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, 4 seasons, and there's like 6 or 7. Like,
what is it? Was that the snow? What is it? Snowfall?
Snowfall, yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen one episode.
Oh, we're talking about that show that happened. Oh, right. Yeah,
it's a click and stick. Once you put it on, it's
okay.
You know, you're 8 episodes in.
Okay. Well, listen, I need something new to like latch on to. So I'll take your word for it. I'm on it.
Hey, hang on, Nick. 1 second. If you're listening to the show and you have a comment on anything we've talked about for the last 5 or 6 days, just call up. You know, you missed it. You missed your opportunity. No context either. Just go right in. Let them come. Yeah.
You know, man, probation. Draw on probation. We could call up and talk about, you know, last March.
Yeah.
For some reason, this last Super Bowl just touched me more. Now, it was a blowout, and I was hooting and hollering. When Bond caught that interception, I was like, oh, this is just about done. And then when that when that fourth and three coming out of the locker room, that Kansas City had a fourth and three on the first drive.
Mm-hmm. Is that the Avante Maddox play?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just like 37-0 at that point.
Yeah, but that no. But here's the thing: it was like 37. Wasn't it 37-3 or something? No, 34-0. You're right. It was 34-0. I thought.
Either way.
It doesn't. Okay, but that was it. Like, that was like this. I don't even have to watch the second half. I just jumped up and started cursing. My wife's like, what is all that about? I'm like, these boys are getting their ass whooped. It was just, you know what? We dominated. Everybody saw it. Everybody was like, oh, man. And I got to give it to OG Wade for his son, his stepson.
Yep.
He showed up.
He did.
All right. No offense, Corey. I'm on Aaron's side. I'm an Aaron's bus right now.
Wow.
Corey in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Corey Kentucky. That was classic.
Yeah.
But Bo Derek coming out of the.
There you go. Bo Derek.
Out of the water.
Is that the.
Signature.
She doesn't have a signature.
Well, what do you think? It was like girlfriend back in the 80s?
No, I'm just saying. I don't think
she have a signature.
That is a signature moment. But, like, I wouldn't say that Phoebe Cates in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, she doesn't have a signature look. Right. It's a scene. That look for Bo. Okay. Yeah. So, it's a look. I will think about that Bo Derek moment. Yeah. I have no problem thinking about it. But I don't think she.
She might be the first white chick I've seen with braids in her hair.
And Jack.
Yes, probably.
I guess it is to Jack. Jack, just because music comes out the same month of the same year and it sounds like rock. It doesn't mean it's all grunge.
Yes.
Hey, listen, everyone's getting all worked up about the grunge comment. I figured it was the era. I didn't know you had to be from Seattle.
No, it's a sound.
All right. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the support on the grunge thing, too. Jack looked at me like I was crazy.
That makes you feel bad. I know that. Yeah. I know that, dude.
Well, it's just like.
You knew you were right anyway.
I know I'm right. Yeah.
He knew you were right.
Well,
anyway.
The worst part is I know I'm right. And he looks at me like, what do you even care about? Like,
yeah, seriously.
Yeah. This guy.
Of all the things that you go from zero to tight about, like, I think music is number one.
Music might be the top one.
Well,
yeah.
I love music. Well,
we can tell.
Well aware.
Yeah. Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine Thursday?
What's up, feller?
What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's happening, bro? Man, I'm telling you, I hate the weather down here. It was like yesterday, it was sunny and 75, and now I'm sitting out here and it's 45 degrees on the dadgum porch. It was spitting little ice pellets earlier in the day. It's ridiculous, man. They get you fired up, focused, and prepared for spring, then they pull the curtain out from under you, rug out from under you, and it's ridiculous. But anyway.
We've moved on to weather in Tennessee. Yeah, is on the list of topics.
Any side topics you want to address?
Yeah, anything?
As far as the Super Bowls go, man, the 17 one for me was better because it was the first and everything, and it was just more climactic, like everybody said, it was over at halftime. I didn't really believe it was over, but it was over, and we just literally beat their eyes shut, beat them like they stole something, man, and like we was the bullies. I'm not used to seeing the Eagles like do something like that to like what we would say is an all-time team. It's a dynasty team, and they just beat the hell out of them, man. Like they beat them and made them like it.
And made them like it.
Yeah, it just 17. I just knew Gronk was going to catch that dadgum ball. I was like, good Lord, here we go. He's going to catch it, but they still got to go for two. I was holding out hope when that ball hit the ground, dude. I picked on up. I was throwing him around like a little old rag doll, jumping up and down, and it was ridiculous. It was just something I'll never forget. And yes, Carson Wentz is more of a Super Bowl winner than Kenny Pickett.
Who do you think? Let me ask you this, Justin. Who do you think feels more like a Super Bowl winner, Kenny Pickett or Carson Wentz?
Not Pickett.
Well, definitely Pickett.
Yeah.
Feels better. I feel like Carson Wentz is more of a Super Bowl winner because if it wasn't for the dadgum Bronco, we don't buck all the way to the dadgum number.
There you go.
Yeah, false good on it.
Nick Foles could not have. I don't want to hear that junk. You about made me cuss.
What happened the next year?
But anyway.
Yeah.
And as far as who had their own, what did you say, look?
Signature look, because Mr. Rogers' birthday.
Dude, it's got to be Mr. T, right?
Somebody got him already.
Got you. Yeah.
Okay, so what about, okay, somebody got Mr. T. My next one.
Oh, boy.
Well,
Oh, no.
I won't say it.
Now I need to know.
Pee Wee Herman.
Oh. Yeah, oh, Pee Wee Herman's signature look. Herman, yeah.
Signature look, man. Oh, and the guy from Rocky Five, it was George Washington Duke, man.
George Duke. That is his name.
Touch Duke. Me and I'll sue.
Me and Yoshi was texting Jack, George Washington Duke, you know, only in America.
Yeah. Same text.
Oh, really?
Rocky hits him. He drops a big GD at the end of it. But anyway, I'm going to get off here and let you go. I love you, boys. I mean it. And we're still champs. Go Birds.
We are.
There you go.
Pee Wee Herman, one of the GOATs. Pee Wee's Playhouse, one of my favorite shows of all time.
That was a signature look.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Saturday mornings, Pee Wee Playhouse.
Yep. I still know the words to the song. And there was before Pee Wee's Playhouse, there was an HBO special with him doing that whole bit, like Paul Rubens, the guy who did Pee Wee Herman. Yeah. But, what a great bit. Look, Jack's laughing. Look, he got caught doing something natural in a public place.
He was whacking that thing.
Yeah.
Or he just found out what he was.
Happens to the best of us.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Well, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I don't know if that happens
to it happens to some of us. Overall, seemed like a good guy.
All things.
Rest in peace, Pee Wee Herman.
I always thought Pee Wee Herman and Mr. Rogers were the same.
Is Paul Rubin dead?
Yeah, he died like 5 years ago, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's definitely dead. I don't know. I think it was definitely in the last 5 years.
I believe you.
Yeah, for sure. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Now, you got me nervous about it because we always kill people that aren't dead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I'm known for killing people.
I'm certain Pee Wee Herman's dead. Paul Rubens is dead. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Look, man, at the start of the fight, Apollo was peppering him with jabs and basically kicked him in the teeth. But in the end, our guy Drago preserved and killed Apollo. Chris in Middletown.
I don't remember his call.
Dude, honestly, I forget everything. Like the beginning of the show,
yes.
The calls from four on.
It warped my brain.
The first 2 hours.
Yeah, my brain is scrambled. I have no idea what that was in reference to.
Me too.
Yeah, none of zero. Zero.
Me either.
Yeah, what was next?
Is the guy that broke the news that the Eagles practiced the Philly special twice in the ballroom going to win Eagles Insider of the Year for next season? Mark in Monco.
I would say we all played that the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Breaking Just let him news. Have his moment.
He
yeah.
was super excited for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So. I know. Never heard that story.
Never heard
before.
That story before.
Yeah. What's next?
People get all happy about it, but I just don't enjoy it that much. The excitement level for this just isn't what it used to be. Spike talking about pizza.
To be clear, I am not a fun person. Yeah, I miss pizza.
Oh yeah,
I do miss pizza. Yeah.
I do. Well, there's good vegan pizza. Yeah,
pretty good vegan pizza.
Oh, that's right. We had vegan pizza for your send-off.
Yeah, and you wouldn't try it.
That was terrible.
You don't even know if it was trial, but you didn't try it.
No, I mean, it was a terrible idea.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, that was when Keffer was in charge.
That's Keffer, yes.
Was it Keffer or was it Alex? I think it was it because well, Alex Silverman.
We're just
going to
blame Keffer.
Blame Keffer. Yeah. What's next?
That guy won Insider of the Year? The lie detector.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'm looking forward. Do we have a date for the lie detector day again?
I don't know. You think Lakin's nervous?
Oh well, we got.
Well, he's
put
going
him on
nowhere near the machine.
Yeah,
he is.
What a moment that was at the end of the year.
Just a reveal.
Yeah,
didn't see it coming.
No, he just lied about everything. What's next?
If you coupled me with Spike's clothes, we'd definitely make a full eighth grader. Justin's mustache.
Okay,
that was a good part of the show today.
Making fun of Justin.
Yeah,
I love Justin. He does have the eighth grader mustache. Yeah. So I guess I do have the eighth grader clothes.
Yeah, you guys are close.
Yep. What's next?
Spike is a legend, but not his dad kind of legend. The Delaware Valley.
Well, that's in reference.
That was in reference to me.
The Rio's
call. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I really don't remember everything. Now I remember
that. That was a shot at me.
That was a great call.
That was all-time call.
Yeah, for you too, I guess.
Yes. What's next?
Are you sure he's a legend, Daddy? Rios' kid seeing the picture of Ike with his underwear pulled over his sweater.
Text line.
Yeah, I would not. Yeah, don't show him that picture. Don't show him that picture.
No, show him with the giant, the shoulder pads and the neck roll.
There you go.
That's why I love that I work with you and Richie, because there's so many pictures of you guys with the giant
uniforms on. Yeah,
because I don't think did Hugh have giant shoulder pads?
Hugh Hugh had a cowboy collar.
Oh, that's really?
A different neck roll.
Oh, it's when there's Brian Coxworth.
Yes,
yes, mm-hmm. with the Dolphins.
Hugh had one of those. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, see, you should just show him the photo of you, Westbrook, Donovan.
On the team, the captain's picture.
That's a great photo. Yeah.
That is a great photo.
If you have that photo at your house,
I do have that photo at my house.
Right next to the fake photo of you sacking Peyton Manning.
It's not a fake photo.
No, it's a fake photo.
It's not a fake photo.
You didn't sack Peyton Manning. He was already down.
I did.
Well, the photo was
the photo implies it. Does imply it. Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
Oh man, Ike was flying around the corner.
Does Fritz a six tonight or no?
Yeah.
What's coming up during?
I actually want to talk about the dome.
Oh, the dome?
Yeah.
No. Well, yeah, we didn't even get into the dome. Yeah.
Barely. But yeah, no, I. That's a little PSA to Jeff Lurie.
Oh, we did get into the dome.
Yeah,
we did.
Did
get into the dome.
Okay. Wow.
Well,
today's legal. Today's legal.
First hour of the show, I have no idea what we talked about.
No, I have no idea. Man. Well, we will we'll talk to you more. Not at Chickies and Pete's tomorrow, but if you want a place to go check out the tournament.
Of course.
You got to go to Chickies Special Menu. ChickiesandPete's.com is where you can check it out. Thank you so much for listening to the program.